Well, good morning. It's good to be in the Lord's house with you today. And I know I say that probably every Sunday, but it's no less true than the first time. It is really good to be with you in the Lord's house today. And I'm just thankful for the Lord. And amen. God is good, isn't he? Now, I do have a confession to make. I've been sick all week, and sick. But the Lord's been faithful, and he's been strengthening my body, and I've been feeling better. But just when I thought I had it beat, just when I thought I had sickness beat, I got a hold of bad pizza last night. Have you ever had any of that? Have you ever had that happen to you? So I'm fighting bad pizza this morning, but God is good, right? Greater is he that is in me than he that is at Papa John's. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to you about the call to go a little further. The call to go a little further. Would you go with me to the book of Acts chapter 27? Acts chapter 27. And we're going to start at verse 20. It says, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and have not loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near in some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Let's pray this morning. Lord, I just thank you this morning. This, Father, just a very simple truth that we're going to speak to today and talk about today. And I truly sense that it comes from your heart, God. We're not going to so much talk about the storm. We're just going to glean some truths about hearing the call to go with you a little further and what that can mean and what that can apply and some things that we can face, God. And so, Lord, this isn't going to be really a message on the storms of life, which you can glean so many fantastic truths. Just some things that you've showed me, Lord, about hearing the call and answering the call to go just a little bit further in those seasons where you're calling us to go a little further. And Father, I thank you for this word. And I just give you glory for what you're doing in our lives and our church. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just share with you how this message came to me. Two Wednesdays ago, Pastor Teresa, who's the president of our school, she was just sharing with us in a staff meeting, and she was talking with us as a staff, that the Lord was charging us to go just a little bit further, to just be prepared in our heart and in our strength to stretch ourselves just a little bit further, because we're coming down to the end of the school year, and it's been a very busy year, and everyone has just reached that place where we are at the end of the year tiredness. And yet the Lord, it was charging our heart that we haven't made it to the end yet. And now's not the time to let up, and now's not the time justifying anything in our heart that would want to let up, but to finish strong. We started strong. Let's finish strong. And that was on a Wednesday, and then that following Thursday in chapel, during the worship, as we were worshiping the Lord, The Lord just started impressing Acts chapter 27 on my heart. And I had no idea why he was impressing it upon my heart, but it was just that nagging feeling, Tim, you need to open your Bible and go to Acts chapter 27 and read some scriptures out of Acts 27. So not being able to shake the feeling, I got my Bible and I began to read verses from Acts 27. And when I came to verse 28 and read that part that says, "And when they had gone a little further," you know, I immediately knew then God was wanting to speak something to my heart about going a little further in those seasons that he calls us to go a little further. And can I just say that I believe there are people here in a season where you also sense God's calling you to go a little further in maybe a certain situation in your life. That the Lord is calling you to stretch yourself just a little further. He's calling you to extend yourself just a little further, to really lay hold of his grace and go that extra mile. But not just go the extra mile, but to go the extra mile and finish strong. To really go the extra mile and finish with a sense of victory in your heart. So what I want to do is I want to go back to our text again. But before we do that, just here's the background. Paul is a prisoner on a ship, and he's on his way to Rome to be tried in Rome. And suddenly, in the middle of their voyage, a very brutal storm of hurricane proportion hits this sea that they're in. And they find themselves being driven by the wind. And the Bible says after many days of being driven by the wind, they suddenly realize that they're nearing an island. Now, with that thought in mind, let's just pick up our story again. Verse 28 says, "And sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further," and I'm really emphasizing those words, "and when they had gone a little further," that I sense again, there are people here in a season where you sense God is just calling to you to extend yourself a little further, to maybe stretch yourself in a situation just a little further that's going on in your life. And these places may be places where we may feel like our strength is already running out. These places may be places where we may feel like our patience is already running out. Places where we feel like we're already running on fumes. And yet, though we feel like we're almost at the end of ourselves, again, we sense God saying, "I need you to go just a little bit further. I know you're in a battle. I know you're feeling battle weary, but I'll give you the grace to extend yourself a little further because I'm not through yet." And I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what season you're in and what you're facing. And the Lord is saying, "I need you to extend yourself just a little bit further in this." But I do have a few that are on my heart, and I've listed a few. And I'm sure this doesn't cover it all. Only you know what season you're in and where the Lord is saying, "You know what? You've went 1 mile, but I really need you to go the extra mile. And I'll give you the grace to do it." Now, so let me just give you a few that are on my mind. First of all, again, it may be some type of work situation. You know, again, regarding both students and staffs here at Summit, you know, we're coming down to the end of the school year. And again, many of us just have that end of school year tiredness. But yet the Lord is saying graduation day hasn't come yet. You still have a few weeks. And I really need you to extend yourself. Now is not the time to let up. You started strong, and you need to finish strong. And we're just hearing that charge in our heart to really lay a hold of grace and finish strong. And maybe there's someone here, and the Lord has placed some type of project in your life, and you started strong, but now you're feeling like your strength is running out. But yet you sense that God is speaking to you that you're not done yet. And I really need you to stretch yourself. I really need you to go the extra mile. And I'll give you the grace to go the extra mile. Another area may be in the area of relationships. There may be someone God is really encouraging you to try to build a relationship with. A father or a mother or a brother or a sister. And yet it seems it keeps collapsing. You know, have you ever tried to build a relationship with someone who just didn't seem like they were interested in building a relationship? And it keeps collapsing. And yet you're sensing in your heart that it's really from the Lord. That I really want you to extend yourself to a mother. I really want you to extend yourself to a father. And I really want you to begin to really build this relationship. And yet it seems like no matter how hard we try, it keeps collapsing. And you know, there could come an exasperation that comes in the heart that simply says, Lord, how long do I have to keep putting myself out there? How long do I have to keep bearing the disappointment? How long do I have to keep trying only to hear excuses over and over again and just feeling the sense of disappointment? And that may be you, but you may be hearing the Lord say, don't give up yet. Go a little bit further. Go a little bit more. Because this is from me. And I'll give you the grace and I'll give you the strength to keep trying to build. Amen. Another area may have something to do with a breakthrough in your own life. That maybe there's an area in your life that you haven't got complete victory in, and you feel like God has given you promises of complete freedom. And you've been waiting and you've been hoping and you're believing for a long time, but yet you haven't seen it yet. And now you just feel like you're at the end of your strength. And yet God is encouraging you, don't stop believing yet. Don't stop hoping yet. Don't stop trusting yet. I need you to extend your faith just a little bit further. Or maybe you're believing for someone else. Beloved, I'm not too proud to admit that I have issues. Pastor Tim has issues. And I know there are breakthroughs that my wife is waiting on for her husband to come into in his life. And I know there are promises that the Lord has given my wife for me regarding areas that she would like to see me break through in. And the promises from the Lord, and she's been waiting, and she's been hoping, and she's been believing, and she's been praying. And I know at times she is at the end of her strength. I can just see it on her face. I can see the wheels turning in her mind. Lord, when will this breakthrough ever come in this man's life? You know, maybe you're waiting for a breakthrough in someone else's life. Maybe God is giving you promises for your spouse, for your children, and you've been waiting for a long time. And there are just seasons where you feel like, Lord, I'm at the end of my strength. And yet God is saying, don't give up yet. Don't quit yet. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praying yet. I need you to extend your faith just a little further. Beloved, these are some areas where we may sense God is calling us to, I need you to go just a little bit further. And only you know what the Lord has already been calling and challenging you to stretch yourself in just a little bit more. And I truly believe this morning, this message is really just a confirmation to people that you're in a season where you're in a situation where you sense God is saying, I know you're battle weary. I know you're tired. And I know you're in a battle. But I really need you to lay hold of grace and go further. Now let's move on. I want to go to verse 29. It says, then fearing lest we should fall in upon rocks, they cast forth anchors out of the stern and wish for the day. And in verse 29, I just want to emphasize those first two words. It says, then fearing. And my point is simply this. You know, often the very normal result of hearing God call us to go just a little further is fear. You know, it can breed different fears. The fear of falling short. The fear of not finishing well or not finishing at all. And here's a big one. The fear of failing God. And here's an even bigger one. The fear of God failing you. You know, all types of fears can try to come in when you're running on fumes and yet you're sensing God is saying, I really need you to lay hold of grace and stretch yourself a little further. And so fear became a factor here. And notice what the sailors did in this story. Look at verse 29 again. It says, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. So in other words, they were very afraid they would run into rocks covered by the darkness and be destroyed with the ship. So they let down their anchors. In other words, they stopped short. Now keep in mind, they've already had a sure word from the Lord that he was going to see them safely through it. But fear came in and they let down their anchors and they stopped short. It represents stopping short. And the question that I want to ask you is simply this. Are you battling a fear that is trying to cause you to stop short of the things you feel God has spoken to your heart? Do you yourself sense that you're surrounded by darkness and uncertainty in places where you have no clear vision and something is saying to you, stop now before you commit yourself even further? You know, I don't know the things God is calling you to stretch yourself in just a little further. But is there anything trying to cause you to stop short? Is there anything saying to you, you've went far enough. You've went beyond far enough. If you stop now, it's okay. If you stop now, it's all right. If you stop now, you've already went beyond the call of duty. You know, fear can sometimes be a great hindrance in the places where we sense God is calling us, especially when you're at a place of little strength. And my question to you again, is there just something coming in that's trying to keep you from going all the way? Something that's just trying to keep you stopping to stop short. Amen. And what follows next? Look at verse 30. It says, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under colors as they would cast anchors out of the foreship. So what happened next is simply this. So now they're jumping in the lifeboats. They're letting the little boats down that's connected to the great big ship. And now they're jumping in the lifeboats. In other words, what follows next, when you begin to stop short, is self-preservation. And here's what the Lord has impressed upon my heart. Self-preservation can be a mindset. You see, self-preservation can be all of our reasons and reasonings why we feel justified in stopping short. Reasonings like, I've done enough already. Look at all the things I do, and look at all the things I've already done. You know, I've done enough already. Or it could be a reasoning that says, if I answer the call to extend myself a little further, this might happen or that might happen. Or it could be a reasoning in the mind that says this, if I fully commit to this, then this is going to suffer or that's going to suffer. You know, I have other important things I need to do, and if I really commit to going a little further, if I really commit to this thing, then all these other things are going to suffer. And beloved, what I'm simply saying is we can begin to justify all these different reasons, and really all it is self-preservation. Self-preservation. But here's what the Lord is speaking to us today. Look with me at verse 31 and 32. Paul said to the centurion, the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes off the boat and let her fall off. Amen. You know, Paul comes with the word of the Lord. And the word was, in order to be saved, you have to stay on the ship. That's not my word. That's not Paul's word. That's the Lord's word. And there was such heavenly an authority in what Paul said, and such a witness in their heart that they were hearing something from God, that they took a knife and they cut all the lifeboats away. And beloved, here's what we have to understand. Listen, when they cut the lifeboats away, do you realize what they were doing? They were wholly abandoning themselves to the Word of God. They were wholly throwing themselves upon the Word of God. Listen, if God's Word didn't come through and the ship began to go down, they didn't have any other resources to fall back on. They were doomed to drown at sea because they cut the lifeboats away. But yet they had such a sense in their heart that this is the Word of God, that they cut the lifeboats away and they totally abandoned themselves and trusted the Word of God above everything else. And beloved, this is what God is saying to us today. He's saying, I'm calling you to a deeper place of trust. I'm calling you to cut away all your reasonings for not answering the call to wholeheartedly give yourself to go a little further. I'm calling you to trust me that I will take care of every other thing that concerns you. And to trust me that I will not only give you strength to finish, but to finish well. To finish with a sense of victory in your heart. The Lord is saying this morning, whatever reasoning that you have, whatever self-preservation you have in your life that comes from a reasoning that you're justifying in your heart, you need to take that reasoning and cut it away and let it fall by the wayside. Because self-preservation and all of its reasonings will only make you fall short of everything I have for your life and everything that I'm calling you to do. And you just need to take a Holy Ghost knife to it. And just fully throw yourself upon the promises of my word. If I said I'll never leave you, I'll never leave you. If I said I'll never forsake you, I'll never forsake you. If I said you're more than a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror. If I said in this situation, I will not put you to shame, then in this situation, I will not put you to shame. So take every other reasoning that brings self-preservation, cut it, let it fall by the wayside. Because it's only going to stop what I want to do in your life and through your life. Amen. And what else do the lifeboats represent? The lifeboats represent plan B, C, and D for our lives. All our backup plans we have, just in case this don't turn out the way I expect it to. You know, sometimes we don't give ourselves fully to God's plan for our life because we're still holding on to other plans. In case this doesn't really turn out, I still got these other plans, beloved, which is another form of self-preservation. And God is saying today, there has to come a day when you cut plan B, C, and D loose because I only have one plan for your life, and that's plan A. Amen. And you have to fully trust me that I'm able to perform my perfect plan through your life, and you have to fully commit to my perfect plan. Yes, there's going to be ups and downs and successes and mistakes, but I will work through it all to perform my perfect will through your life. I only have one plan for your life, and that's plan A, so you need to take plan B, C, D, put the knife to it, and let it fall away. Amen. You know, sometimes as Christians, we can be concerned about our future, our pension, our Social Security, our retirement plans, and we can begin to think of schemes and how to prepare for our futures, and nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, ultimately it comes to this. I know what God's called me to do, and He'll take care of me. And plan B, C, and D, if it's not His plan for my life, no matter how secure they may seem or feel, I've got to put a knife to it. Because God's only concerned about plan A. And that's His perfect will for my life. Amen. But Pastor Tim, where is the strength to do this? Where does the strength come from to cut away all the reasonings of self-preservation? And where does the strength come from to fully trust God with my future and to fully commit to what He's calling me to do? Where does that kind of strength come from? Well, look with me at verse 33-35. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This day is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you." And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. So, beloved, Paul is breaking bread. He's now breaking bread and he's giving thanks. In other words, he's having a communion service. He's remembering the one who broke the bread and gave thanks and said to his church, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And I really believe this is what it all comes down to. It all comes down to remembering who it is that is calling you to go a little further. It's remembering who it is who's calling you to cast away all thoughts of self-preservation. It's remembering the one who is calling you to fully trust his leading in your life. And the one who's calling us to go a little further, to cast away self-preservation. The one who is calling us to do these things is the one who died for us. It's the one who says, "Your names are engraved upon the palms of my hands." We have to remember we're placing our lives and our future in the nail-scarred hands. We have to remember the hands that are leading our lives are nail-scarred hands. That's where we find the strength. Look with me at verse 36. It says, "Then they were all of good cheer, everyone on the boat." Then they were all of good cheer. And they also took some meat. And that word good cheer in the Greek language means to be filled with abundant joy. Now, beloved, this is what I want us to understand. This is supernatural. This is supernatural. I can assure you there's not another ship in this storm with sailors full of joy and cheer. I can assure you there's not another group of sailors in this storm lifting up their voices and lifting up their glasses and passing around the bread basket and just being full of abundant joy. I can assure you there's not another ship like this. In fact, if another ship would have passed by and saw these men lifting up their voices and lifting up their glasses and passing around the bread basket, you know what that other ship would have thought? They're mad. The storm has finally broke them. They finally flipped over the edge. They finally reached the point of lunacy after many, many days. They finally reached the point of lunacy. But beloved, listen, they never would have realized that other ship of sailors. They never would have realized this is actually the power of the cross working in the midst of a people who have wholly abandoned themselves to trust the word of God. They never would have realized this is actually the power of the cross working in the midst of a people who have abandoned themselves to cut away their lifeboats, who have cut away all thoughts of self-preservation in order to follow God in faith. They would have never realized that. And following the Lord a little further is to follow God in the places of renewed strength and renewed supernatural joy. It's to follow the Lord in the places of a renewed confidence in the faithfulness of our God. It's to follow Him in the places of renewed passion where I find my fire again in the things God is calling me to do. It's to follow Him in the places of renewed expectancy, expecting to see God do great things. That's the place of a little further. It's the place of suddenly finding renewed supernatural joy and supernatural strength. Amen. Now let's finish with one verse. Look at verse 38. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. So after they had eaten, they lightened the ship and cast the wheat into the sea. So the implication is simply this. When they had eaten, there came a renewed strength to lighten the ship. When they had eaten, there came a renewed strength to throw heavy cargo crates overboard, a strength that they didn't have before. And there's a few lessons that we can derive from this. Beloved, it's amazing how many other things weighing us down will fall away with self-preservation. It's amazing the fears and the apprehensions and the stress that will fall away with thoughts of self-preservation. It's amazing the release that comes into the heart when we finally commit to what God is placing in our hearts and we wholly follow in faith. There's just something about surrendering and saying, God, if you're calling me to go the extra mile, I'll go the extra mile. No thoughts of self-preservation. Taking a knife and cutting away every reasoning that says you're justified in stopping short. You know, when we cut the knife to all those other reasonings and let self-preservation just fall into the sea, you'll be amazed at all the stuff that falls with it. That weighs so heavy upon our heart. Fear and stress and apprehension. And move into that renewed place of joy and strength with the Lord. It also speaks of greater strength of faith. It also speaks of greater trust in the Lord. It's as if they were saying, well, we're going to trust God when we don't have lifeboats. We might as well trust Him if we don't have any food. Away with human resources. They're only weighing us down. It's time to fully look to God and depend on heavenly resources. And beloved, you know, when you are living in the realm of self-preservation, you are living in the realm of human resources and human strength. When you are living in the realm of self-preservation, somewhere you're still walking and trusting in your own strength. Somewhere. But the good news is, when we decide to trust the Lord and wholly follow in faith the places where He's calling us, it's then we find heaven's resources. And heaven's resources will carry us in and through those places that our own strength could never carry us. Amen. So the Lord is saying today, I want you to transfer strength. I want you to move out of your strength and move into heaven's strength. And the way you're going to do that is those thoughts of self-preservation, by the grace of God, cut them. And let them fall into the sea. And then you'll find I am everything that you need. My grace, my strength, my resources, my joy, my peace, my victory is everything that you need. Transfer strength today. Amen. Stand with me this morning. It's just going to be a very simple altar call this morning. And the altar call simply this. Pastor Tim, I am in a season where I sense God is calling me to go just a little bit further. There's a situation going on in my life and I feel like I'm coming to the end of my strength. I feel like I'm coming to the end of my patience. I feel like I'm coming to the end of my resources, but I just can't escape that call in my heart. I want you to go the extra mile and I'll give you the grace to do it. And beloved, if that's you this morning and if you just want to come down and just make a declaration of faith, God, all self-preservation, anything that would cause me to stop short, I just want to put a knife to it and just go all the way with whatever you're calling me to do. I don't want to stop short in my resources. I want to finish strong in the resources of God. And Lord, I'm just going to go all the way. Amen. Lord, I thank you for are my brothers and sisters that have come and responded, Lord. Father, to move into that deeper place of faith, God. Lord, only you know the places in their life where you're calling and challenging them to stretch themselves just a little further, to extend themselves a little further. And God, you know the reasonings and the temptations that bring self-preservation, God. But I thank you, Lord, that they've heard something from your heart today. And Lord, they're throwing themselves upon the promises of God and fully abandoning themselves to the promises of God. Lord, I thank you that in this altar, Lord, you have given them strength and grace to take that Holy Spirit knife and to cut away plan B and plan C and plan D and just to trust you with plan A, to trust you with their life in plan A. I thank you for that, God. And Lord, I'm asking for this supernatural blessing that we saw come upon this ship of sailors. Suddenly, a great joy and a strength began to fill their heart. And it was a supernatural joy. There wasn't another ship of sailors that had that kind of strength in this storm. But they heard something of heaven. And it found a place in their heart. They responded, cutting those lifeboats away. And remembering, Lord, Paul remembering the cross and who it is he was entrusting as the call of God to. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters, God. And I just pray, Lord, that as they leave this building, Lord, somewhere the same joy that came upon this ship would come upon their hearts. I pray for each one of them. I pray they would find a renewed strength, a renewed joy, a renewed expectation, and a renewed passion in the places where you have called them to be and in the things that you have called them to do. God, I pray that you would honor their response to extend themselves a little further, to cast aside all thoughts of self-preservation, and to go with you in places that only your strength can carry them. I pray, Lord, that you would just reward that with a renewed passion for the call of God and a renewed fire for the call of God and a renewed strength in the things of God. I pray that you would do that, God. And Father, I thank you. Lord, all we can say this morning is you are good and we love you this morning. Beloved, I'm going to go ahead and pray a prayer and dismiss us. And if you want to stay around the altar a little longer, please feel free to tarry around the altar a little longer. God, I thank you for this service. God, I thank you for our time of worship. I just thank you for that time that we have, God, to lift our hands and worship you. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that we have in this nation to come together as a public assembly and worship you. God, there are a lot of places in Muslim countries and other countries, Lord, where they have to hide in caves and in houses in the underground. God, help us not to take what we have in this nation for granted. God, we don't know how long it will last, but we do know we have it now. And God, help us not to take it for granted when we come together and worship to you like this, God. And Lord, thank you for this word to our hearts today, God. Like Paul said, take meat and eat it. It has been meat to our soul this morning to go just a little further in those places you're calling us. So Lord, we thank you, God. And Lord, as we go, Lord, just protect everyone on the road and in our fellowship, Lord, our potluck, Lord, just come and sit among us. Let your presence just dwell in our hearts. Lord, we love you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. If you want to stay around the altar a little longer, please feel free to do so.